For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN Radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to WRDN 1430 AM Durand Mondovi Wabasha and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and attorneys for Donald Trump now cross-examining Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, in the hush money trial, trying to poke holes in his testimony, claiming that Trump directed him to make payments to Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election and then reimbursed him. Cohen's credibility, the target, ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer says the defense could bring up Cohen's perjury conviction.
The payments might have been at the behest of Donald Trump, and Donald Trump might have said okay to that, but you lying to the FEC, you lying to Congress, I don't see the connection where Donald Trump told you to make those lies there.
At an arraignment hearing today, Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, Ipe Mutsuhara, pleaded not guilty to federal charges of stealing millions from the baseball star. It was a procedural matter, and Mutsuhara has entered a plea agreement with prosecutors. Today, bells tolling in Buffalo. A memorial marking 2 years ago when a self-professed white supremacist killed 10 black shoppers and workers at the Top supermarket. This is ABC News. It's the second day of jury selection in New Jersey for the Democratic Senator Bob Menendez's corruption trial. He's accused of taking money and gifts from foreign business people in exchange for political favors. Federal prosecutors want to see former Trump advisor Steve Bannon behind bars.
With a three-judge panel of the D.C. Circuit Appeals Court rejecting Steve Bannon's effort to overturn his conviction for contempt of Congress, prosecutors say it's time for Bannon to begin serving his four-month sentence. Reached by ABC News, Bannon was sarcastic, saying he's, quote, shocked they want to silence the voice of MAGA. Bannon refused to appear before the House January 6th committee, which sought to ask him about his statement on the eve of the riot that all hell would break loose the following day.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. An American citizen living in Moscow was detained for swearing. The 36-year-old charged with minor hooliganism as to allegedly cursing at officers during a police search. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon pull-apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon pull-apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon pull-apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPV LLC.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayler. State Senate Republicans will override several vetoes by Democratic Governor Tony Evers today.
Those include a bill Evers vetoed that would have allowed for allocation of $125 million in funding for PFAS remediation. Senate Republicans have a two-thirds majority needed to override vetoes, and they'll also act to release $15 million in grants for Chippewa Valley hospitals and several other bills Evers vetoed. It's unclear when or if the Assembly will act. Republicans there are two votes short of what's needed to override. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ballot drop boxes may be back in Wisconsin. The liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court appears willing to overturn a ruling restricting their use. That decision was handed down in 2022 when conservative justices held a majority on the court. The ruling allowed for the boxes to be only located in clerks' offices. The Wisconsin Elections Commission approved their expanded use during the COVID pandemic in 2020. During oral arguments Monday in a suit filed to challenge the original ruling, liberal justices seemed inclined to believe a mistake was made. They said state law is silent on specifics about drop boxes. They dismissed claims that the boxes had led to fraud. Pro-Palestinian protesters at UW-Milwaukee expect to meet with the UWM Foundation today.
That's why we're focusing our attention on those at higher up, the higher up being the UW Foundation and the UW system as a whole. And we're connecting with our friends and comrades in Madison and Green Bay across the UW system, because ultimately our struggles are connected as students.
Student organizers reached an agreement with administrators to remove their campus encampment and not disrupt upcoming commencement activities. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny, bright, and beautiful today with calm east winds and highs climbing to the low 70s. Tonight, we stay clear, falling to the mid-40s, and abundant sunshine returns tomorrow, too, with highs tapping the mid-70s. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Right now, 66 degrees.
We're not really thrilled with, so we're going to learn more about that in just a little bit. Also, we're going to talk about dairy RNGs and more, and learn more about AMP Americas with Grant Zimmerman. That's coming up after the bottom of the hour today. That is going to be an interesting conversation. And we'll wrap up the show. We'll talk about the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund with Adam Keel. So that's all coming up here today on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect equipment with Cenex Premium Diesel to keep you in the field. Learn more at your nearest Cenex location or visit Cenex.com for details. Let's kick things off. Let's talk markets. I'm curious about a few things swirling around this grain trade. We got prospective planting numbers out, we got crop progress numbers out on Monday afternoon. Man, I must be a little rusty after a week away. Joining us now, Jeff French with Ag Hedgers is on here. Jeff, it's good to talk with you again on AOA. How are you, sir?
You guys are getting some sleep back there at home.
Well, we're trying. The coffee is strong. I will put it that way here, Jeff. The coffee is strong, but we are doing good. Everyone's happy and healthy, and that's all that matters. And you know, looking at these markets, as I kind of stumbled there a little bit, we got the crop progress report out Monday afternoon. Yep. Corn about halfway done, basically. I think we could call it just shy 49% nationwide. A little off the average paces, though, there. Soybeans kind of close to the average. Spring wheat way ahead. Any big notes from the crop progress numbers out Monday that you're going to be watching for any market impact here in grains, Jeff?
Well, pretty much as expected, Jesse. I mean, the Midwest, especially Iowa, Nebraska, and Illinois, is kind of dragging that down. On average, Those three states are 10 to 12% behind average on corn plantings. But, you know, if you look at it as a nation, essentially half the crop was planted by May 12th. And when you correlate that to trend line yields, typically if you can get that corn planted in there by May 12th, half the country's corn, we typically grow trend line yields. Now, we'll have to see. They have a big number for trend line this year up at 181. You know, the last 3 years we've done 176.5 on average for the corn. So no major surprises, obviously a little bit behind, but I'm sitting here in Iowa. I'm looking at my forecast here for the next 2 weeks. We are going to warm up very good, some of the hottest weather that we've had all year in the mid-80s here for the next 2 weeks, and no chances of rain. So I suspect here by probably tomorrow, the guys will be back in the field and we'll be rolling strong. So I don't see us being too late on the corn. We'll just have to see what develops here with the summer weather.
Well, we watched the planting progress. We got the WASD report back on Friday, and I saw on your Twitter, your X account, I laughed a little bit at this tweet. We have a soybean problem, and it's not bullish, but, I mean, that's so true, isn't it, Jeff?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, there's going to be an argument going forward, and you know, it's the USDA has some very bullish demand numbers, and we're just not seeing the demand that we typically do, i.e. out of China here. It's really fallen off here. Beans are down 10 here today. We rallied yesterday because there was talk of potentially putting on tariffs on some used cooking oil. We have the tariff talk back in the news because we're talking about electronic vehicles, putting tariffs on that. So we are lower here today, 10 lower in the beans because they actually announced no tariffs. So we rallied it yesterday, and now we're giving it right back. So we're holding that $12 mark. But I'm telling my producers that these are very good prices. This is a great time to be putting some downside protection on these beans here.
I'm glad you brought that up because I think sometimes, you know, we look at D's corn just shy of the five handle. And then, like you mentioned, beans, you know, holding this $12 mark. And I know sometimes we get caught up in the, we want that exact round number, but sometimes getting within a penny or two of it, not a bad thing, is it, Jeff?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, look at D's corn. I mean, we're 50 cents off the lows from 2 months ago. and in a 2 billion bushel carryout environment, a 50 cent rally in corn needs to be addressed. And a lot of the rally, Jesse, in my opinion, from the corn was the $1.40 rally that we saw in the wheat. Wheat is up $1.40 during the last month. Now, currently, wheat is down 12. It got up to that $7 mark, and it attracts a lot of selling interest. So the rally in wheat, in my opinion, is going to be much more difficult with the $7 handle in front of it. So, but, yeah, $4.94 in December corn, take advantage of it. We're sitting on the 200-day moving average. We have not closed above the 200-day moving average since October. So, you know, we get within 5-6 cents of that $5 mark, you got to take advantage of it.
Jeff, livestock trade real quick. Any notes for us in cattle or hogs?
Well, I just look at, you know, right now we are in our best demand for beef month of the year. And yesterday we actually saw the boxes respond. Box beef prices were up $3 to $4 a hundred. That's good to see. You know, this May has kind of got off to a wet, soggy start, cooler. I expect with this better weather coming in that boxes with beef as the grills get fired up throughout the country should be supported. Right now we got cattle up anywhere from $1.20 to $2 a hundred. And it's really been about the feeders. The feeders have been down for the last 2 weeks as this corn has rallied, but now feeders are up $2. August, everybody's watching the August, it continues to hold that 250 psychological support number.
Any other notes outside markets? I know we got PPI numbers out Tuesday, CPI coming up as well this week. So obviously keeping tabs on some of that outside market movement too, aren't we, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, pretty quiet, actually. I mean, There's some talk about the GameStop stock up, 75% in a day. But the crude oil below $80 is a big deal. That had been long time resistance, and then we were above it for about 3 weeks. But as we typically see, about mid-May, the crude oil prices peak out before the summer driving season.
Well, I know folks can learn more at aghedgers.com. With that, Jeff French, Ag Hedgers. Jeff, always good to talk with you. Thanks for joining us on AOA again. Appreciate it.
You bet, Jesse. We'll talk to you Friday.
Yeah, we'll talk to Jeff Friday on the Market Talk program as well, coming up later this week. Jeff French with Ag Hedgers here on AOA, brought to you by Cenex and Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Greases. Up next, we'll talk with the U.S. Department of Labor, learn more about this farm worker protection rule. That's next on AOA. Join us every Tuesday for Around the Table, brought to you by CHS, where we take a close look at the benefits of cooperative ownership. Every week, we'll host a new guest and discuss how you can get the most from working with your local cooperative. And we'll learn why farmers and ranchers just like you choose cooperatives to help them persevere and prosper. Tune in each Tuesday or visit cooperativeownership.com to learn more.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Trust your local experts at your nearest Cenex location or visit Cenex.com for more information. Well, the U.S. Department of Labor has finalized a farm worker protection rule, and this is something that, of course, agriculture has been watching closely, and we want to get more details on this from the Department of Labor. Joining us now, Assistant Secretary for Employment and Training, Jose Javier Rodriguez, is with us here today on AOA. Jose, thank you for being with us. Appreciate the time. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, same to you and your listeners. Very much appreciate the chance to talk to you about the rule.
Well, let's dive in here. And this rule looking to strengthen protections for farm workers under the H-2A program. Give us just, if you can, to start kind of the background and some of the key things that the Department of Labor has in this farm worker protection rule, if you can.
Absolutely. And as you're saying, I think it's important. It's called the Farm Worker Protection Rule, but we're specifically talking about the H-2A program, which, as your listeners are going to know, is about temporary foreign ag workers that employers have access to, where it's shown that that it won't have an adverse impact on U.S.-based workers. And, you know, the H-2A program has been increasing in popularity. The number of applications over the last decade have gone for, you know, have increased sixfold. So, you know, in our enforcement activity at the Department of Labor, we have seen that this particular segment of the farm labor workforce is vulnerable to exploitation. And that is not to paint with a broad brush at all. It's just for, you know, for folks will understand that, you know, for farm workers that are coming from a foreign country, you know, oftentimes working, you know, in a pretty isolated area, you know, they're coming to work for a single employer. So, you know, where there is exploitation, you know, they're particularly sensitive. And so, you know, we had a number of listening sessions in 2022. We rolled out a proposal in the fall of last year, and we received 13,000 comments. So, you know, we've gone through all of them, you know, and modified the original proposal. And so what it does is there are eight areas where this rule adjusts the rules that folks have to use if they're going to use the H-2A program. And again, it's all geared toward worker safety, keeping the program honest and really functional for everybody that needs to use it, because it benefits not just the workers, of course, but, you know, the farmers. And obviously it benefits all of us, because this is how we get fed. So some of them are pretty straightforward and common sense. You know, seat belts is mm-hmm. pretty basic. So if the vehicle, a farm vehicle is transporting farm workers, is manufactured with a seat belt, it should have the seat belt in it. A couple other things, because it's contracted labor. There are certain protections in terms of not being able to be fired for cause. And so we're kind of helping define those a little bit. And, you know, common sense things that, you know, if a worker is going to be terminated, it should be according to a rule that's been established and communicated, and it's related to the job. You know, other things that are, again, pretty straightforward when it comes to protections against, you know, possible trafficking, making sure that employers don't hold travel documents, right? So that, you know, worker comes with a passport, the worker should keep the passport. It shouldn't be in anybody else's hands. In terms of trying to make sure that there's more transparency in the process, there are multiple changes on the, you know, kind of for folks using the program to make sure that, you know, to make sure that we understand the recruitment networks that are involved, right? So mm-hmm. helping streamline the process so that we understand, you know, the you know, if there's recruiters involved, where the location that the workers are going to be working, and then a couple other things in terms of transparency, making sure that you know, the hourly wage is disclosed along with the prevailing piece rate for that particular work. Trying to make sure, you know, we're reverting to a prior practice with respect to when the effective date is for the adverse effect wage rate, right? The adverse effect wage rate mm-hmm. is the rate that applies to that particular work. Trying to make sure that it goes into effect on the date of publication, instead of having a lag, which is kind of the more recent practice. The final one that I'll mention is when there's a delay in the start of work, and obviously we understand that farmers can't control everything, But when there is a delay in the start of work, understanding that these are farm workers coming from abroad, that they get notice of that delay, right? So if the delay can't be more than 2 weeks, but that, you know, if there is a delay, that the farm workers get 10 days notice, you know, again, because they're traveling from abroad.
Well, I appreciate you sharing kind of the rundown of this rule and the recap. And I know this final rule is going to go into effect on June 28th. And I know that a lot of folks in agriculture have been talking about the need for ag labor reform, for H-2A reforms, et cetera, the need to find more farm workers and ag labor on farms here in the U.S. I know that's been a challenge for some, and I know that some ag groups, like the National Council for Farmer Cooperatives, American Farm Bureau, they have come out and said they wonder if some of these rules could be a burden for farmers, even though they think these rights are important. What would you say to folks who are coming out maybe a little bit against some of this final rule that you guys have rolled out here?
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. And, you know, it there's obviously a lot of challenges generally, you know, in the workforce that we are at the Department of Labor have a number of strategies trying to tackle. We also understand that, you know, ag is impacted by all kinds of things going on in the economy. But here we're zeroing in again, you know, just with this program that allows agricultural employers access to temporary foreign labor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, just coming back to it, we want to make sure that we're keeping the program honest, that we're keeping it functional, you know, because the goal obviously is to make sure that agriculture has the labor force it needs, but with two pretty big caveats. One of them being, we don't want to have an adverse effect on wage rates and working conditions for U.S. based workers. Right, that's fundamental to the program. Mm-hmm. But we also want to make sure that there's not unfair competition within the H-2A program, you know, because, again, like I said, we're not painting with a broad brush, but we have seen exploitation in this program. And we've seen that it's particular to the way the H-2A program is designed. So some of these, contractual changes, right, like I mentioned, trying to clarify, you know, when somebody could be fired for cause.
Sure.
Having more transparency in the recruitment, that serves both goals, right? Both goals are also served by making sure that, you know, where there's farm workers and, in transportation, that they're seatbelts. So, yeah, I mean, we are, again, just our goal here is recognizing the need for the labor, but also making sure that there are basic protections in place, just to keep everything fair.
Sure, sure. No, and thank you for that explanation there on that, Jose. As we kind of wrap up here today, final thoughts from you beyond this farm worker protection rule from the U.S. Department of Labor. Do you foresee any more reforms from the Department of Labor in terms of the H-2A program or more? I mean, what else is on the horizon, if anything?
Well, listen, implementation of the rule is on the horizon. You know, DOL.gov, if folks have more questions, if there's more information that they need. You know, one of the things that I could tell folks is you mentioned the implementation date is June 28th. But with respect to the changes in the rule that have to do with the application process itself, you know, in order to have a smoother transition, a lot of those will not apply, until August 28th. So what's on the horizon for us is making sure we get the word out, that we receive the feedback in terms of, you know, and making sure people are educated and know what's in the rules. That's what we're focused on right now.
DOL.gov for more information. And with that, we appreciate the time. Jose Javier Rodriguez with the Department of Labor, thank you for joining us here on the program today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more AOA brought to you by Cenex right after this.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins at the Mercantile Exchange. June milk down 34 to 2092. July down 27 to 1994. August down 19 to 1955. September down 1 at 1961. Live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly higher as it appears seasonal beef demand is starting to kick into higher gear with boxed beef prices up substantially. That's helping live and feeder cattle markets. Pork cutout values were also higher with a steady gain seen across the majority of the pork cuts, and that is helping to support hogs today. June live cattle up 265 to 178.22. May feeder cattle up 332 to 242.70. May hogs up 37 cents to 91.82. Chicago Board of Trade today, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly lower. Touch of profit taking and consolidation after recent gains. Also, some concerns about potential retaliatory tariffs on U.S. agricultural products after the Biden administration announcing those new tariffs against Chinese electric vehicles. May corn down 2 3/4 to 455 3/4. New crop down 1 3/4 to 491 1/4. July beans down 7 to 12 12 1/2. New crop down 8 to 1204 1/4. July wheat in Chicago down 16 1/2 to 670 1/2. Minneapolis wheat, July down 5 1/4 to 733. With markets, I'm Brian Winnikins.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And joining us now here on AOA, brought to you by our friends at Cenex. Trust your local experts at your nearest Cenex location. Find out more about their premium diesels and premium lubricants at your nearest location or online at Cenex.com. We want to have a conversation right now about renewable natural gas and how the dairy industry and dairy RNG could really needs to have a seat at the table in this conversation. Joining us for a discussion, he is the CEO of a new company called Amp Americas, Grant Zimmerman is with us here today on the show. Grant, thanks for joining us. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me, Jesse. Glad to be here.
Well, let's start. Before we really dive into this RNG discussion, give us a background on AMP Americas and how the company got started and what you guys do.
Yeah, you said we're a new company, and it feels that way most days, but we're actually over 10 years old. We were founded in 2011 as a partnership with a dairy farmer in Indiana who was looking to do something with the manure that the dairy farm generated. And our original project was to capture methane gas from the manure and use it, harness it, and use it to fuel the trucks that were hauling milk from the dairy to milk processing plants. And since then, as we've learned and gotten more sophisticated about the environmental impact that capturing methane from dairy farms has, we've used that knowledge to invest and grow our business so that we now capture waste from close to 200,000 dairy cows across the Midwest and Northwest U.S.
Well, I appreciate the background, and apologies on the newness part. I read my notes wrong, so that's on me. I guess I'm the host is allowed to make a little little mistake every now and then. But so 10 years worth of work here with AMP Americas and looking at renewable natural gas and that work with dairies. And obviously this conversation, Grant, about reducing, you know, greenhouse gas emissions in agriculture across the U.S. is such a hot topic, I feel like, here at the present time, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. And it's really timely with so many policymakers and really good thinkers emphasizing the importance of reducing methane. Agriculture is the largest source of man-made methane in the world. And we have the technology, we have the commercial systems to reduce methane from agriculture across all sorts of applications. And it's really important work that we're doing. And we've only really just begun. There are fewer than 10% of the dairy cows in this country have digesters. And we see at AMP, we see a huge opportunity to deploy digesters to the rest of the dairy industry across the country. And, you know, as you know, methane's a really potent greenhouse gas. It's 84 times more powerful than CO2. And so reducing it has a pound for pound, a much bigger impact than reducing CO2 emissions, which are also important. But methane is really important. It's really potent in terms of the benefit that we can create for the climate.
Well, and thinking about some of those benefits and thinking about renewable natural gas and seeing RNG created from livestock waste, from dairy waste. I mean, so talk about that aspect and why you feel that, you know, dairy RNG should have a seat at the table in this overall conversation.
Yeah, well, as long as people want to keep eating, and so far everybody I've talked to thinks they want to keep eating for as long as as long as they can imagine, we create organic waste, both from food production activities, crops and dairies and beef, and then we also consume that and create waste on the other end of the stream. And as long as we're feeding ourselves, we're going to create organic waste. And organic waste, when it decomposes, turns into methane. And so by doing what we do, we enable modern agriculture and the systems that we use to feed the world to reduce the environmental impact that we're having. And farmers are the original environmentalists, the original stewards of the land, because they realize that we need to use resources. We need to take care of the resources and the environment in which we operate. And digesters are another tool for us to help farmers do what they've been doing for as long as humans have been farming.
I know as well, as I was doing a little backgrounding on the topic here with in terms of RNG and looking at this whole picture. I know that in the Inflation Reduction Act, there was the 45V tax credit And I know that's part of some of this discussion too, is as we really look to find different avenues, scale up this industry more, et cetera, et cetera. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. And so when we install a digester on a farm, it's really all about preventing methane emissions. But in order for us to do that, it's expensive to build a digester and to build a gas upgrading plant, to connect it to the gas pipeline network. And it takes know-how and talented people. And so we have to support that operation. And markets are the way that we do that. The 45V is an important tax credit because it helps enable a market for taking RNG to hydrogen production. And the more markets that we have, the more ways that we can not only prevent methane emissions upstream, but turn the methane that we capture into a valuable product downstream, we create a win on both the farm end as well as the end use, where we're using energy. We can displace fossil fuels with renewable natural gas turned into hydrogen or other valuable end products, and prevent emissions downstream as well. And so in order to do that, in order to pay for these projects, we need more markets. And the more markets we have, the more digesters that we can build.
We're talking with Grant Zimmerman, CEO, Director of AMP Americas here today, talking dairy waste and renewable natural gas and more. And I know, thinking about this whole picture here, trying to reduce methane emissions, I know by 2030, I think it's 25-30%, something like that, we're looking to, cut our methane by just 6 years from now. Your thoughts on where we stand right now and obviously the projects you guys are working on, and do you think we're on track to meet that goal, or do we need to continue to scale things up a little bit more?
I think we absolutely have the technology and the capability to meet that goal, but we need to do more and we need to do it faster. And the Inflation Reduction Act is an important step for the country as a whole in accelerating deployment of technologies that work. Digesters are a well-known technology. They've been around for a really long time. It's actually fairly low tech. What has lagged is the commercial systems and the markets to finance deployment of digesters at scale. Agriculture is our largest source of methane emissions, and digesters are an important step in reducing those emissions. If we look at what California has done with their low carbon fuel standard over the last 6-7 years, they have really spurred the deployment of digesters in California through incentive-based programs that allow farmers and developers such as AMP to finance the deployment of those digesters. And they have been a huge success story. Really tip my hat to the California Air Resources Board and the success and impact that they've driven with that program. And we think it can be a model for the entire U.S. through the Inflation Reduction Act, if we can deploy more digesters to bring RNG to hydrogen production.
Well, great thoughts, Grant. And this is a topic that I know we could spend a long time talking about. And it's a conversation that we need to continue to have here as we move forward. What would you say to folks? Final thoughts? Anything you'd want to share, reiterate as we continue this overall kind of conversation around livestock waste and cutting our methane emissions, et cetera. What would you say to folks as we kind of wrap up here today?
Yeah, I would say that America is at the forefront of agriculture, productivity, efficiency, innovation across a wide variety of fronts, and that digesters, we're actually not as advanced in digesters as some other markets across the world. And we need to look at the examples both success stories as well as challenges that others have had in deploying more digesters, and make sure that we continue to lean on an incentive-based program such as the IRA or California's Low Carbon Fuel Standard, and then sort of get out of the way and let markets do what they do. Private capital wants to invest in decarbonizing our food supply across this country, and AMP Americas has, you know, large financial backing, and we're lots of dry powder, and we're ready to go build a whole bunch of digesters on dairies across the country.
Well, I know folks can learn more at ampamericas.com. And with that, the CEO of AMP Americas, Grant Zimmerman. Grant, thanks for joining us on the show today. We'll invite you back on again in the future. We'll continue this conversation. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jesse. It was a pleasure to be here.
Interesting conversation, and definitely some things to think about there. Grant Zimmerman, thanks for joining us from AMP Americas, talking dairy, RNG, and more. All right, coming up next on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. Long hours, the name of the game in the field. Cenex Premium Diesel helps to keep your trucks on the road. Learn more online at Cenex.com. We're going to talk to Adam Keel from the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund on the way right after this.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking with Jim Morkin, CHS Vice President of Operations in the Pacific Northwest, discussing the importance of the Snake River to ag commodity shipping for growers in many areas of the U.S. Jim, why is the Snake River an important part of the grain supply chain in the Pacific Northwest and the upper Midwest?
Currently, about 55% of the wheat exported from the United States flows through the terminal facilities located in the Pacific Northwest. This is shipped primarily via rail and barge. More specifically, about 10% of total U.S. wheat exports move through the four locks and dams located on the Snake River.
Well, the Snake River is also important to non-ag interests. What's the situation?
There's been a long-running lawsuit to restore declining salmon and other fish populations on the Snake River. A recent agreement between federal, state, and tribal officials included funds to continue to study the best solutions to improve salmon populations while keeping a vision of the significant economic importance of the river to this region. One of the options being discussed could include the complete removal of the dams, which, in addition to stopping all barge transportation, would eliminate a substantial source of clean, renewable hydroelectric energy.
Well, how would changes to the Snake River infrastructure affect farmers and their cooperatives?
Any substantial changes to the Snake River, which would render it unnavigable, would have a huge impact on agriculture throughout the region. The grain would need to find another mode of transportation to reach the export facilities. It would also impact irrigation, which currently makes this region much more productive
Well, what efforts are underway to ensure grain continues to move from farms and co-ops to export terminals in the Pacific Northwest?
CHS and the cooperative system is working hard to advocate for a responsible solution to help the Snake River ecosystem while preserving production agriculture.
Thanks for joining us around the table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Trust your local experts at your nearest Cenex location or learn more online at cenex.com. Well, joining us now, we are going to learn more about the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund, and they have a new collaboration with John Deere that has just been announced. We're going to talk more about that and learn more about SWOF. Adam Keel with the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund joins us now here on the program. Adam, thanks so much for the time. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Jesse. Glad to be here.
Well, let's start and give folks who may not be familiar with the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund, give us a little bit of background on the fund if you can.
Yeah, great. So the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund is owned and operated by the Iowa Soybean Association. So, you know, first and foremost, we're overseen by a group of elected farmers. But don't let Iowa or soybeans fool you. We do operate across 27 different states today and across many different cropping systems. And what we do is help farmers transition to new conservation practices or to use kind of today's buzzwords, more regenerative cropping systems. And we do that by providing financial incentives to farmers. We source those financial incentives from partners that we work with that include private companies and public institutions like the U.S. Department of Ag.
Well, thinking about those conservation efforts, of course, so important on and around the farm. And I know that's something that, you know, are farmers the original stewards of the land and sustainability? You mentioned some of the buzzwords, regenerative ag. I mean, these are all topics that have really piqued a lot of interest from all the way from D.C. to rural America here in recent years. And I'm sure that's going off of what you were talking about there with the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund. You guys, it's a lot of the work you're doing is working with farmers on various efforts across the country, right, Adam?
Oh, yeah, that's right. And maybe just a little insight for the listeners, too. We see ourselves as a great connector between, companies that have goals for regenerative ag and farmers. And, you know, a lot of the companies that partner with us don't have direct connections to farmers. Don't know how to necessarily talk to farmers all the time and don't know how to communicate what a company's goal might be for regenerative ag to what that means on an individual farm. So we're there to kind of help with that conversation and, like I said, provide some financial help, but also, you know, help that farmer through the transition to whatever that new system might look like, whether it's adding cover crops, converting to no-till, you know, doing things like that on the farm. So we're there to kind of support farmers in that transition, but really, it's, I see it as a great opportunity for farmers today to add some value to their operation. Our average payment in 2023 on all the acres that we work with was $33 an acre. So it's a great way to get some additional value for doing those sustainable practices that farmers are doing.
Well, and I know too, let's talk about the new collaboration with the fund and John Deere, working with, you know, companies like John Deere who are involved in agriculture, of course. But, you know, for farmers, there's been a lot of changes here in recent years with more precision ag technology, and a lot of this integration needs to happen. And that's, I believe, part of the backbone of this collaboration between SWOF and John Deere. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you got it. So one thing that farmers have probably heard, and you've probably heard too, Jesse, is that when farmers enroll in a sustainability program, or, you know, to use a buzzword, carbon market program, you know, there's a lot of discussions about data. And, you know, farmers probably have, you know, a good portion of the data required to participate in our program already in, you know, a program like John Deere Operations Center. So what we've done is created a partnership with John Deere, where farmers who have information in Operations Center can easily find out about the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund. They just go to the sustainability page within the Operations Center. They can look for the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund, which is just a couple of opportunities listed in there, and then click enroll. And then once they do that, farmers can easily port over their data from John Deere Operations Center into their Soil and Water Outcomes Fund application, and, you know, avoid having to enter data twice and leverage the data that they already have in Operations Center. So we're super excited about this partnership, mainly because it streamlines the process for farmers to get involved with us. But it also raises awareness of our opportunity with farmers who use Operations Center every day.
Well, and to that point, streamlining things for farmers, you know, I think we both know that, and everyone listening knows that farmers are very busy. You know, and getting them to, you know, they may want to do things and take part in certain things, but then when you got to add on seven different layers, well, maybe I'll wait and see how this all works out. You know, could kind of happen. But to your point, Adam, making things easy for farmers to enroll and take part, that's the name of the game here, right?
Oh, totally. And, you know, other aspects of our process that we pride ourselves on is, you know, getting a farmer a payment estimate within a couple days of them submitting an application. You know, the last thing I want is a farmer to have to wait, you know, weeks or months to get feedback from us on what the opportunity is for them. So once a farmer submits that application, hopefully using data that they've already got in, you know, Operations Center or some other data management system, we can make that enrollment process very streamlined. You know, if we're spending more than a couple hours, we're doing something wrong. So we want it to be a quick enrollment process and get feedback to farmers within a couple days about what their financial payment could be. And then, you know, move forward if they want with a contract that's all executed over email, and they can do that on their phone if they want to sign. So really trying to make conservation easy is the name of the game here. And whether that's with data and John Deere Operations Center or just being timely and getting feedback and contracts to farmers, that's what we're trying to do.
Well, Adam, if folks want to learn more, farmers want to learn more about the work you're doing there, the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund or the partnership with John Deere or other partnerships, things like that, I'm sure they can find more information online very easily. How can they find more info?
Yeah, you can follow us on any of the major social media outlets, or you can go to our website, theoutcomesfund.com. Don't forget theoutcomesfund.com. So that's a great resource where farmers can find out more and create a user account and enroll if they wish. So it's a great opportunity these days to get some value for additional conservation on the farm.
Well, good thoughts. And again, learn more, theoutcomesfund.com. And with that, Adam Keel with the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund. Thanks for joining us here on the program today. Really appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you, Jesse.
And with that, we're out of time on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day. When news happens in agriculture, or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms, and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@Market Talk Ag and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if